Normally on the shaft or column, figures of saints are depicted, and in Villa García, the preferred saint is Francisco, Saint Francis. Must be kept in mind that the Franciscan order was one of the orders that most promoted the construction of cruceros in Galicia during their sermons at Mass. Other saints, however, are also represented, such as Saint Domingos, Crucero de Freixeiro, Saint Martin of Tours, in the Crucero de Campanario, Saint Roque in the Path of the Rubians, Saint Sebastian in the Path of the Pardinas, Saint Stephen, Saint Andrew, and, of course, Saint James, Santiago, which we find in Sabadello, and most recently on the Jacobean route of Arosa and Ulla. Of particular interest is the Sea area. Here we find the Crucero of Sant Antoninho do Poço de Toiro, mounted on a base of rock, that of Casal do Vento, one of the earliest of the area, dating back to the end of the 16th century, and the Crucero at the church, conserving only the base as original, where we can find the name of the parish priest who commissioned it in 1727. Among other Cruceros we have in Thea is the notable Baroque art of Fountain and Crucero of Castro Godín from the year 1797. Many Cruceros were stops during the funeral processions en route to the cemetery. Prayers were recited for the eternal salvation of the soul of the deceased.